In this bulletin, the Coalition continues to attack Labor's childcare policies. A One Nation candidate forced out after footage of him in a strip club emerges. And the leader of IS appears for the first time in 5 years. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The federal government is continuing with its criticism of the opposition's policy to try to lift wages in the childcare sector. Bill Shorten has committed $10 billion if he wins the federal election to fund pay rises for workers in the sector. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Labor is lapsing into socialism to try to benefit their friends in the trade union movement.
The reality is, this is a big Labor socialist experiment. It will turn the Australian economy on its head. We're going to get the taxpayer funding private sector wages. The last time it was done, it was a union slush fund designed to boost union membership.
A One Nation Queensland Senate candidate has been sacked after footage emerged of him at a strip club in the United States. The Nine Network has aired the footage of Steve Dixon groping dancers and making disparaging comments about women. Mr. Dixon says he's deeply remorseful and says his wife is standing by him. One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says she can't condone Mr. Dixon's behaviour in either a personal or professional way.
I have always spoken very highly of Steve Dixon, but the footage I saw last night cannot be ignored or condoned. I am both a mother of three boys and the only female leader of a political party in this country. I wouldn't tolerate my own children behaving this way towards women, and I cannot and will not condone my own candidates dealing with women in this fashion either.
The leader of IS has appeared on video for the first time in 5 years, praising the Easter Sunday terrorist attack in Sri Lanka. Abubakar al-Baghdadi has been filmed in an unknown location, saying the battle between Islam and what he calls crusaders will be a long one.
Your brothers in Sri Lanka have pleased the hearts of Muslims with their attacks that shook the crusaders on their Easter day, in revenge to your brothers in Baghouz. The number of the crusaders' victims reached more than 1,000 between dead and wounded. This is part of the revenge that awaits the crusaders and their followers, and we thank God that there were Americans and Europeans among the dead.
Victoria Police is offering up to $1 million as a reward to find the killer of a Melbourne sex worker. 40-year-old Tracy Connolly was found dead by her partner in her van in the beachside suburb of St Kilda in July of 2013. She had upper body and facial injuries. DNA, which police believe belongs to the killer, was found in the van. But despite 6 years of appeals, 1,500 people giving DNA samples, and the use of interstate and overseas contacts by police, no one has ever been charged with Ms. Connolly's death. Detective Inspector Tim Day says the fact that Ms. Connolly was a sex worker doesn't mean she should be denied the same justice as anyone else.
Tracy may have fallen on tough times and indeed had a tough life since she was 15 after falling into prostitution. However, she was somebody's daughter, sister, loved one. She was a member of our community who, regardless of where they find themselves in life, deserves to be slain in the back of a van on a cold, dark Melbourne winter's night. Nobody.
In the AFL, the Sydney Swans have confirmed that star forward Lance Franklin won't play for them this weekend against the Brisbane Lions. A scan last Friday showed Franklin has a slight hamstring strain. Swans coach John Longmire says it's not worth risking Franklin at this stage.
We looked at that and talked about it last week and then talked about it again this week, and I guess I had a limited pre-season and age, all those things come into it, and we decided not to take the risk. And it's just too big a risk to take, as much as we love him back in the team.
The Swans have had a poor start to the season, losing 5 of their 6 matches so far. Well, now the weather across Australia: Perth partly cloudy and 21, Adelaide evening showers 25, Melbourne mostly sunny 21 degrees, Hobart much the same 23, Canberra early fog then becoming mostly sunny and 22, Wollongong mostly sunny 23, Sydney similar conditions 25, Newcastle mostly sunny and 26, Brisbane a shower or 2 and 26, Cairns also a shower or 2, 28, and Darwin a possible shower and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.